The Book of Psalms, Psalm 72. Quam bonus Israel Deus, the temptation of the weak, upon seeing the prosperity of the wicked, is overcome by the consideration of the justice of God, who will quickly render to everyone according to his works. A Psalm for Asaph. How good is God to Israel, to them that are of a right heart! But my feet were almost moved, my steps had well nigh slipped, because I had a zeal on occasion of the wicked, seeing the prosperity of sinners. For there is no regard to their death, nor is there strength in their stripes. They are not in the labor of men, neither shall they be scourged like other men. Therefore pride hath held them fast. They are covered with their iniquity and their wickedness. Their iniquity hath come forth, as it were, from fatness. They have passed into the affection of the heart. They have thought and spoken wickedness. They have spoken iniquity on high. They have set their mouth against heaven, and their tongue hath passed through the earth. Therefore will my people return here, and full days shall be found in them. And they said, How doth God know, and is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are sinners, and yet abounding in the world, they have obtained riches. And I said, Then have I in vain justified my heart, and washed my hands among the innocent. And I have been scourged all the day, and my chastisement hath been in the mornings. If I said, I will speak thus, Behold, I should condemn the generation of thy children. I studied that I might know this thing. It is a labor in my sight, until I go into the sanctuary of God, and understand concerning their last ends. But indeed for deceits thou hast put it to them. When they were lifted up, thou hast cast them down. How are they brought to desolation? They have suddenly ceased to be. They have perished by reason of their iniquity. As the dream of them that awake, O Lord, so in thy city thou shalt bring their image to nothing. For my heart hath been inflamed, and my reins have been changed, and I am brought to nothing, and I knew not. I am become as a beast before thee, and I am always with thee. Thou hast held me by my right hand, and by thy will thou hast conducted me, and with thy glory thou hast received me. For what have I in heaven? And besides thee, what do I desire upon earth? For thee my flesh and my heart hath fainted away. Thou art the God of my heart, and the God that is my portion forever. For behold, they that go far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that are disloyal to thee. But it is good for me to adhere to my God, to put my hope in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. Psalm 73, Ut quid Deus, a prayer of the church under grievous persecutions. Understanding for Asaph. O God, why hast thou cast us off into the end? Why is thy wrath enkindled against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast possessed from the beginning, the scepter of thy inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, Mount Zion, in which thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy hands against their pride unto the end. See what things the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. And they that hate thee have made their boasts in the midst of thy solemnity. They have set up their ensigns for signs, and they knew not, both in the going out and on the highest top. As with axes in a wood of trees, they have cut down at once the gates thereof. With axe and hatchet they have brought it down. They have set fire to thy sanctuary. They have defiled the dwelling place of thy name on the earth. They said in their heart, the whole kindred of them together, Let us abolish all the festival days of God from the land. Our signs we have not seen. There is now no prophet, and he will know us no more. How long, O God, shall the enemy reproach? Is the adversary to provoke thy name forever? Why dost thou turn away thy hand, and thy right hand out of the midst of thy bosom forever? But God is our King before ages. He hath wrought salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou by thy strength didst make the sea firm. Thou didst crush the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou hast broken the heads of the dragon. Thou hast given him to be meat for the people of the Ethiopians. Thou hast broken up the fountains and the torrents. Thou hast dried up the Ethan rivers. Thine is the day, and thine is the night. Thou hast made the morning light and the sun. Thou hast made all the borders of the earth. The summer and the spring were formed by thee. Remember this, the enemy hath reproached the Lord, and a foolish people hath provoked thy name. Deliver not up to beasts the souls that confess to thee, and forget not to the end the souls of thy poor. Have regard to thy covenant, for they that are the obscure of the earth have been filled with dwellings of iniquity. Let not the humble be turned away with confusion. The poor and needy shall praise thy name. Arise, O God, judge thy own cause, and remember thy reproaches, with which the foolish man hath reproached thee all the day. Forget not the voices of thy enemies. The pride of them that hate thee ascendeth continually. Psalm 74. Confit tebimur tibi. There is a just judgment to come, therefore let the wicked take care. Unto the end, corrupt not, a psalm of a canticle for Asaph. We will praise thee, O God, we will praise and we will call upon thy name. We will relate thy wondrous works. When I shall take a time, I will judge justices. The earth is melted, and all that dwell therein. I have established the pillars thereof. I said to the wicked, do not act wickedly, and to the sinners, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not iniquity against God. For neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the desert hills. For God is the judge. One he putteth down, and another he lifteth up. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup of strong wine full of mixture, and he hath poured it out from this to that. But the dregs thereof are not emptied. All the sinners of the earth shall drink. But I will declare forever, I will sing to the God of Jacob, and I will break all the horns of sinners, but the horns of the just shall be exalted. Psalm 75. Notus in Judea. God is known in his church and exerts his power in protecting it. It alludes to the slaughter of the Assyrians in the days of King Ezekias. Unto the end, in praises, a psalm for Asaph, a canticle to the Assyrians. In Judea, God is known, his name is great in Israel, and his place is in peace, and his abode in Zion. There hath he broken the powers of bows, the shield, the sword, and the battle. Thou enlightenest wonderfully from the everlasting hills. All the foolish of heart were troubled. They have slept their sleep, and all the men of riches have found nothing in their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, they have all slumbered that mounted on horseback. Thou art terrible, and who shall resist thee? From that time thy wrath. Thou hast caused judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth trembled and was still. When God arose in judgment to save all the meek of the earth, for the thought of man shall give praise to thee, and the remainders of the thought shall keep holiday to thee. Vow ye and pay to the Lord your God, all you that are round about him, bring presents to him that is terrible, even to him who taketh away the spirit of princes, to the terrible with the kings of the earth. Psalm 76. Voce mea. The faithful have recourse to God in trouble of mind, with confidence in his mercy and power, unto the end, for Idithon, a psalm of Asaph. I cried to the Lord with my voice, to God with my voice, and he gave ear to me. In the day of my trouble I sought God, with my hands lifted up to him in the night, and I was not deceived. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God, and was delighted, and was exercised, and my spirit swooned away. My eyes prevented the watches. I was troubled, and I spoke not. I thought upon the days of old, and I had in my mind the eternal years. And I meditated in the night with my own heart, and I was exercised, and I swept my spirit. Will God then cast off forever, or will he never be more favorable again? Or will he cut off his mercy forever, from generation to generation? Or will God forget to show mercy, or will he in his anger shut up his mercies? And I said, now have I begun. This is the change of the right hand of the Most High. I remembered the works of the Lord, for I will be mindful of thy wonders from the beginning. And I will meditate on all thy works, and will be employed in thy inventions. Thy way, O God, is in the holy place. Who is the great God like our God? Thou art the God that dost wonders. Thou hast made thy power known among the nations. With thy arm thou hast redeemed thy people, the children of Jacob and of Joseph. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee, and they were afraid, and the depths were troubled. Great was the noise of the waters, the clouds sent out a sound. For thy arrows pass, the voice of thy thunder is in a wheel. Thy lightnings enlighten the world, the earth shook and trembled. Thy way is in the sea, and thy paths in many waters, and thy footsteps shall not be known. Thou hast conducted thy people like sheep by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Psalm 77. Attendite, God's great benefits to the people of Israel, notwithstanding their ingratitude. Understanding for Asaph. Attend, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter propositions from the beginning. How great things have we heard and known, and our fathers have told us. They have not been hidden from their children in another generation, declaring the praises of the Lord, and his powers, and his wonders which he hath done. And he set up a testimony in Jacob, and made a law in Israel. How great things he commanded our fathers, that they should make the same known to their children, that another generation might know them, the children that should be born and should rise up and declare them to their children, that they may put their hope in God and may not forget the works of God and may seek his commandments, that they may not become like their fathers, a perverse and exasperating generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God. The sons of Ephraim, who bend and shoot with a bow, they have turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and in his law they would not walk, and they forgot his benefits and his wonders that he had shown them. Wonderful things did he do in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Tanis. He divided the sea and brought them through, and he made the waters to stand as in a vessel. And he conducted them with a cloud by day, and all the night with a light of fire. He struck the rock in the wilderness and gave them to drink, as out of the great deep. He brought forth water out of the rock, and made streams run down as rivers. And they added yet more sin against him. They provoked the Most High to wrath in the place without water. And they tempted God in their hearts, by asking meat for their desires. And they spoke ill of God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Because he struck the rock, and the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he also give bread or provide a table for his people? Therefore the Lord heard and was angry, and a fire was kindled against Jacob, and wrath came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. And he had commanded the clouds from above, and had opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them the bread of heaven. Man ate the bread of angels. He sent them provisions in abundance. He removed the south wind from heaven, and by his power brought in the southwest wind. And he rained upon them flesh as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea. And they fell in the midst of their camp, round about their pavilions. So they did eat, and were filled exceedingly, and he gave them their desire. They were not defrauded of that which they craved. As yet their meat was in their mouth, and the wrath of God came upon them. And he slew the fat ones amongst them, and brought down the chosen men of Israel. In all these things they sinned still, and they believed not for his wondrous works. And their days were consumed in vanity, and their years in haste. When he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and came to him early in the morning. And they remembered that God was their helper, and the Most High God their Redeemer. And they loved him with their mouth, and with their tongue they lied unto him. But their heart was not right with him, nor were they counted faithful in his covenant. But he is merciful, and will forgive their sins, and will not destroy them. And many a time did he turn away his anger, and did not kindle all his wrath. And he remembered that they are flesh, a wind that goeth and returneth not. How often did they provoke him in the desert, and move him to wrath in the place without water? And they turned back and tempted God, and grieved the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand in the day that he redeemed them from the hand of him that afflicted them. How he wrought his signs in Egypt, and his wonders in the field of Tanis. And he turned their rivers into blood, and their showers that they might not drink. He sent amongst them divers sorts of flies, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. And he gave up their fruits to the blast, and their labors to the locust. And he destroyed their vineyards with hail, and their mulberry trees with hoar frost. And he gave up their cattle to the hail, and their stock to the fire. And he sent upon them the wrath of his indignation and wrath and trouble, which he sent by evil angels. He made a way for a path to his anger. He spared not their souls from death, and their cattle he shut up in death. And he killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, the firstfruits of all their labor in the tabernacles of Cam. And he took away his own people as sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he brought them out in hope, and they feared not, and the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them into the mountain of his sanctuary, the mountain which his right hand had purchased. And he cast out the Gentiles before them, and by lot divided to them their land by a line of distribution. And he made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tabernacles. Yet they tempted, and provoked the Most High God, and they kept not his testimonies. And they turned away, and kept not the covenant. Even like their fathers, they were turned aside as a crooked bow. They provoked him to anger on their hills, and moved him to jealousy with their craven things. God heard and despised them, and he reduced Israel exceedingly, as it were, to nothing. And he put away the tabernacle of Silo, his tabernacle where he dwelt among men. And he delivered their strength into captivity, and their beauty into the hands of the enemy. And he shut up his people under the sword, and he despised his inheritance. Fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not lamented. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows did not mourn. And the Lord was awaked as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that hath been surfeited with wine. And he smote his enemies on the hinder parts. He put them to an everlasting reproach. And he rejected the tabernacle of Joseph, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim. But he chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary as of unicorns in the land which he founded forever. And he chose his servant David, and took him from the flocks of sheep. He brought him from following the ewes, great with young, to feed Jacob his servant and Israel his inheritance. And he fed them in the innocence of his heart, and conducted them by the skillfulness of his hands. Psalm 78. Deus venerunt gentes. The church in time of persecution prayeth for relief. It seems to belong to the time of the Maccabees. A psalm for Asaph. O God, the heathens are come into thy inheritance. They have defiled thy holy temple. They have made Jerusalem as a place to keep fruit. They have given the dead bodies of thy servants to be meat for the fowls of the air, the flesh of thy saints for the beasts of the earth. They have poured out their blood as water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, O Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy zeal be kindled like a fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the nations that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name, because they have devoured Jacob, and have laid waste his place. Remember not our former iniquities. Let thy mercies speedily prevent us, for we are become exceeding poor. Help us, O God, our Savior, and for the glory of thy name, O Lord, deliver us, and forgive us our sins, for thy name's sake, lest they should say among the Gentiles, Where is their God? And let him be made known among the nations before our eyes, by the revenging blood of thy servants which hath been shed. Let the sighing of the prisoners come in before thee. According to the greatness of thy arm, take possession of the children of them that have been put to death, and render to our neighbors sevenfold in their bosom the reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. But we thy people, and the sheep of thy pasture, will give thanks to thee forever. We will show forth thy praise unto generation and generation. Psalm 79. Cui regis Israel. A prayer for the church in tribulation, commemorating God's former favors. Unto the end, for them that shall be changed, a testimony for Asaph, a psalm. Give ear, O thou that rulest Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a sheep, thou that sittest upon the cherubims, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up thy might, and come to save us. Convert us, O God, and show us thy face, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy servant? How long wilt thou feed us with the bread of tears, and give us for our drink tears in measure? Thou hast made us to be a contradiction to our neighbors, and our enemies have scoffed at us. O God of hosts, convert us, and show thy face, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vineyard out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the Gentiles and planted it. Thou wast the guide of its journey in its sight. Thou plantedst the roots thereof, and it filled the land. The shadow of it covered the hills, and the branches thereof the cedars of God. It stretched forth its branches unto the sea, and its boughs unto the river. Why hast thou broken down the hedge thereof, so that all they who pass by the way do pluck it? The boar out of the wood hath laid it waste, and a singular wild beast hath devoured it. Turn again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven, and see and visit this vineyard, and perfect the same which thy right hand hath planted, and upon the Son of Man whom thou hast confirmed for thyself. Things set on fire and dug down shall perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, and upon the Son of Man whom thou hast confirmed for thyself. And we depart not from thee, thou shalt quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. O Lord God of hosts, convert us, and show thy face, and we shall be saved. Psalm 80. Exultate Deo. An invitation to a solemn praising of God, unto the end, for the wine presses, a psalm for Asaph himself. Rejoice to God our helper, sing aloud to the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant psaltery with a harp. Blow up the trumpet on the new moon, on the noted day of your solemnity, for it is a commandment in Israel and a judgment to the God of Jacob. He ordained it for a testimony in Joseph when he came out of the land of Egypt. He heard a tongue which he knew not. He removed his back from the burdens. His hands had served in baskets. Thou callest upon me in affliction, and I delivered thee. I heard thee in the secret place of tempest. I proved thee at the waters of contradiction. Hear, O my people, and I will testify to thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken to me, there shall be no new god in thee, neither shalt thou adore a strange god. For I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people heard not my voice, and Israel hearkened not to me. So I let them go, according to the desires of their heart. They shall walk in their own inventions. If my people had heard me, if Israel had walked in my ways, I should soon have humbled their enemies, and laid my hand on them that troubled them. The enemies of the Lord have lied to him, and their name shall be forever. And he fed them with the fat of wheat, fill them with honey out of the rock. Psalm 81. Deus Statit. An exhortation to judges and men in power. A psalm for Asaph. God hath stood in the congregation of gods, and being in the midst of them, he judgeth gods. How long will you judge unjustly, and accept the persons of the wicked? Judge for the needy and fatherless. Do justice to the humble and the poor. Rescue the poor, and deliver the needy out of the hand of the sinner. They have not known nor understood. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth shall be moved. I have said, you are gods, and all of you the sons of the Most High. But you like men shall die, and shall fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge thou the earth, for thou shalt inherit among all the nations. Psalm 82. Deus quis similis. A prayer against the enemies of God's church. A canticle of a psalm for Asaph. O God, who shall be like to thee? Hold not thy peace, neither be thou still, O God. For lo, thy enemies have made a noise, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken a malicious counsel against thy people, and have consulted against thy saints. They have said, come, and let us destroy them, so that they be not a nation, and let the name of Israel be remembered no more. For they have contrived with one consent, they have made a covenant together against thee, the tabernacles of the Edomites and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Adarens, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Yea, and the Assyrian also is joined with them. They are come to the aid of the sons of Lot. Do to them as thou didst to Madian and to Sisara and to Jabin at the brook of Kishon, who perished at Endor and became as dung for the earth. Make their princes like Oreb, and Zeb, and Zebi, and Salmana, all their princes, who have said, let us possess the sanctuary of God for an inheritance. O my God, make them like a wheel, and as stubble before the wind, as fire which burneth the wood, and as a flame burning mountains. So shalt thou pursue them with thy tempest, and shalt trouble them in thy wrath. Fill their faces with shame, and they shall seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and troubled for ever and ever, and let them be confounded and perish. And let them know that the Lord is thy name. Thou alone art the Most High over all the earth. Psalm 83. Quam Delecta. The soul aspireth after heaven, rejoicing in the meantime in being in the communion of God's church upon earth. Unto the end, for the wine presses, a psalm for the sons of Kore. How lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth and fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh have rejoiced in the living God. For the sparrow hath found herself a house, and the turtle a nest for herself, where she may lay her young ones. Thy altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, O Lord. They shall praise thee for ever and ever. Blessed is the man whose help is from thee. In his heart he hath disposed to ascend by steps, in the vale of tears, in the place which he hath set. For the lawgiver shall give a blessing. They shall go from virtue to virtue. The God of gods shall be seen in Sion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God our protector, and look on the face of thy Christ. For better is one day in thy courts above thousands. I have chosen to be an abject in the house of my God, rather than to dwell in the tabernacles of sinners. For God loveth mercy and truth. The Lord will give grace and glory. He will not deprive of good things them that walk in innocence. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Psalm 84. Bene dixisti Domine. The coming of Christ to bring peace and salvation to man. Unto the end, for the sons of Kore, a psalm. Lord, thou hast blessed thy land. Thou hast turned away the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins. Thou hast mitigated all thy anger. Thou hast turned away from the wrath of thy indignation. Convert us, O God our Savior, and turn off thy anger from us. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Or wilt thou extend thy wrath from generation to generation? Thou wilt turn, O God, and bring us to life, and thy people shall rejoice in thee. Show us, O Lord, thy mercy, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what the Lord God will speak to me, for he will speak peace unto his people, and unto his saints, and unto them that are converted to the heart. Surely his salvation is near to them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met each other, justice and peace have kissed. Truth is sprung out of the earth, and justice hath looked down from heaven. For the Lord will give goodness, and our earth shall yield her fruit. Justice shall walk before him, and shall set his steps in the way. Psalm 85. Inclina Domine. A prayer for God's grace to assist us to the end. A prayer for David himself. Incline thy ear, O Lord, and hear me, for I am needy and poor. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. Save thy servant, O my God, that trusteth in thee. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I have cried to thee all the day. Give joy to the soul of thy servant, for to thee, O Lord, I have lifted up my soul. For thou, O Lord, art sweet and mild, and plenteous in mercy to all that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the voice of my petition. I have called upon thee in the day of my trouble, because thou hast heard me. There is none among the gods like unto thee, O Lord, and there is none according to thy works. All the nations thou hast made shall come and adore before thee, O Lord, and they shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and dost wonderful things. Thou art God alone. Conduct me, O Lord, in thy way, and I will walk in thy truth. Let my heart rejoice that it may fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify thy name forever. For thy mercy is great towards me, and thou hast delivered my soul out of the lower hell. O God, the wicked are risen up against me, and the assembly of the mighty have sought my soul, and they have not set thee before their eyes. And thou, O Lord, art a God of compassion and merciful, patient and of much mercy and true. O look upon me and have mercy on me. Give thy command to thy servant, and save the son of thy handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they who hate me may see and be confounded, because thou, O Lord, hast helped me and hast comforted me. Psalm 86. Fundamenta Ejus. The glory of the Church of Christ. For the sons of Kore, the psalm of the canticle. The foundations thereof are in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Sion above all the tabernacles of Jacob. Glorious things are said of thee, O city of God. I will be mindful of Rahab and of Babylon, knowing me. Behold the foreigners, and Tyre, and the people of the Ethiopians, these were there. Shall not Zion say, This man and that man is born in her, and the Highest himself hath founded her? The Lord shall tell in his writings of peoples and of princes, of them that have been in her. The dwelling in thee is, as it were, of all rejoicing. Psalm 87. Domine Deus salutis. A prayer of one under grievous affliction. It agrees to Christ in his passion and alludes to his death and burial. A canticle of a psalm for the sons of Korah, unto the end for Mahaleth, to answer understanding of Iman the Ezrahite. O Lord, the God of my salvation, I have cried in the day and in the night before thee. Let my prayer come in before thee. Incline thy ear to my petition. For my soul is filled with evils, and my life has drawn nigh to hell. I am counted among them that go down to the pit. I am become as a man without help, free among the dead, like the slain sleeping in the sepulchres, whom thou rememberest no more. They are cast off from thy hand. They have laid me in the lower pit, in the dark places, and in the shadow of death. Thy wrath is strong over me, and all thy waves thou hast brought in upon me. Thou hast put away my acquaintance far from me. They have set me an abomination to themselves. I was delivered up and came not forth. My eyes languished through poverty. All the day I cried to thee, O Lord. I stretched out my hands to thee. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead, or shall physicians raise to life and give praise to thee? Shall any one in the sepulchre declare thy mercy and thy truth in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy justice in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, have cried to thee, and in the morning my prayer shall prevent thee. Lord, why castest thou off my prayer? Why turnest thou away thy face from me? I am poor and in labors from my youth, and being exalted have been humbled and troubled. Thy wrath hath come upon me, and thy terrors have troubled me. They have come round about me like water all the day. They have compassed me about together. Friend and neighbor thou hast put far from me, and my acquaintance because of misery. Psalm 88. Misericordias Domini. The perpetuity of the Church of Christ in consequence of the promise of God, which notwithstanding God permits her to suffer sometimes most grievous afflictions. Of understanding for Ethan the Ezrahite. The mercies of the Lord I will sing forever. I will show forth thy truth with my mouth to generation and generation. For thou hast said, Mercy shall be built up forever in the heavens. Thy truth shall be prepared in them. I have made a covenant with my elect. I have sworn to David my servant, Thy seed will I settle forever. And I will build up thy throne unto generation and generation. The heavens shall confess thy wonders, O Lord, and thy truth in the church of the saints. For who in the clouds can be compared to the Lord, or who among the sons of God shall be like to God? God, who is glorified in the assembly of the saints, great and terrible above all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is like to thee? Thou art mighty, O Lord, and thy truth is round about thee. Thou rulest the power of the sea, and appeasest the motion of the waves thereof. Thou hast humbled the proud one, as one that is slain. With the arm of thy strength thou hast scattered thy enemies. Thine are the heavens, and thine is the earth. The world and the fullness thereof thou hast founded. The north and the sea thou hast created. Thabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thy arm is with might. Let thy hand be strengthened, and thy right hand exalted. Justice and judgment are the preparation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that knoweth jubilation. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance, and in thy name they shall rejoice all the day, and in thy justice they shall be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy good pleasure shall our horn be exalted. For our protection is of the Lord, and of our King, the Holy One of Israel. Then thou spokest in a vision to thy saints, and saidst, I have laid help upon one that is mighty, and have exalted one chosen out of my people. I have found David my servant, with my holy oil I have anointed him. For my hand shall help him, and my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall have no advantage over him, nor the son of iniquity have power to hurt him. And I will cut down his enemies before his face, and them that hate him I will put to flight. And my truth and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. And I will set his hand in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry out to me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the support of my salvation. And I will make him my firstborn, high above the kings of the earth. I will keep my mercy for him forever, and my covenant faithful to him. And I will make his seed to endure forevermore, and his throne as the days of heaven. And if his children forsake my law, and walk not in my judgments, if they profane my justices, and keep not my commandments, I will visit their iniquities with a rod, and their sins with stripes. But my mercy I will not take away from him, nor will I suffer my truth to fail. Neither will I profane my covenant, and the words that proceed from my mouth I will not make void. Once have I sworn by my holiness, I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me, and as the moon perfect forever, and a faithful witness in heaven. But thou hast rejected and despised, thou hast been angry with thy anointed. Thou hast overthrown the covenant of thy servant, thou hast profaned his sanctuary on the earth, thou hast broken down all his hedges, thou hast made his strength fear. All that pass by the way have robbed him, he is become a reproach to his neighbors. Thou hast set up the right hand of them that oppress him, thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Thou hast turned away the help of his sword, and hast not assisted him in battle. Thou hast made his purification to cease, and thou hast cast his throne down to the ground. Thou hast shortened the days of his time, thou hast covered him with confusion. How long, O Lord, turnest thou away unto the end? Shall thy anger burn like fire? Remember what my substance is, for hast thou made all the children of men in vain? Who is the man that shall live, and not see death, that shall deliver his soul from the hand of hell? Lord, where are thy ancient mercies, according to what thou didst swear to David in thy truth? Be mindful, O Lord, of the reproach of thy servants, which I have held in my bosom of many nations, wherewith thy enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the change of thy anointed. Blessed be the Lord for evermore. So be it. So be it. Psalm 89. Domine Refugium, a prayer for the mercy of God, recounting the shortness and miseries of the days of man. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our refuge from generation to generation, before the mountains were made, or the earth and the world was formed. From eternity and to eternity thou art God. Turn not man away to be brought low, and thou hast said, Be converted, O ye sons of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are as yesterday, which is past, and as a watch in the night, things that are counted nothing shall their years be. In the morning man shall grow up like grass, in the morning he shall flourish and pass away, in the evening he shall fall, grow dry and withered. For in thy wrath we have fainted away, and are troubled in thy indignation. Thou hast set our iniquities before thy eyes, our life in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are spent, and in thy wrath we have fainted away. Our years shall be considered as a spider. The days of our years in them are 80 years. But if in the strong they be 80 years, and what is more of them is labor and sorrow. For mildness has come upon us, and we shall be corrected. Who knoweth the power of thy anger, and for thy fear can number thy wrath? So make thy right hand known, and men learn it in heart in wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and be entreated in favor of thy servants. We are filled in the morning with thy mercy, and we have rejoiced and are delighted all our days. We have rejoiced for the days in which thou hast humbled us, for the years in which we have seen evils. Look upon thy servants and upon their works, and direct their children. And let the brightness of the Lord our God be upon us, and direct thou the works of our hands over us. Yea, the work of our hands do thou direct. Psalm 90. Qui habitat. The just is secure under the protection of God. The praise of a canticle for David. He that dwelleth in the aid of the Most High shall abide under the protection of the God of Jacob. He shall say to the Lord, Thou art my protector and my refuge, my God, in him will I trust. For he hath delivered me from the snare of the hunters, and from the sharp word. He will overshadow thee with his shoulders, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall compass thee with a shield. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror of the night, of the arrow that flieth in the day, of the business that walketh about in the dark, of invasion, or of the noonday devil. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. but thou shalt consider with thy eyes, and shalt see the reward of the wicked. Because thou, O Lord, art my hope, thou hast made the Most High thy refuge. There shall no evil come to thee, nor shall the scourge come near thy dwelling. For he hath given his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. In their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt walk upon the asp and the basilisk, and thou shalt trample underfoot the lion and the dragon. Because he hoped in me, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he hath known my name. He shall cry to me, and I will hear him. I am with him in tribulation. I will deliver him, and I will glorify him. I will fill him with length of days, and I will show him my salvation. End of side 1.